I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, we hear from a farmer in Truro singing the praises of garlic.
I really love this plant. I love everything about it. It's robust. You put it in the ground in the fall, and it comes up just a little bit. It just peaks above the mulch. And then this greenness carries you all winter. It's just so vibrant.
That's Peter Burgess. Peter planted thousands of cloves of garlic this fall on his farm, which is only a quarter acre in Truro. He has pages and pages of notes. Buy certified seed, he reminds himself. Plant around November 30th. Cloves should sprout a little bit or not at all. Mulch should be damp. And then he lists the varieties, 27 in all.
It could be an exercise in classification. The strain that's the progenitor is purple stripe, and that's where all garlic seems to harken back to, kind of like Lucy. It's the garlic Lucy.
All garlic belongs to the genus Allium and the species Sativum. Purple stripe is a category of hardneck garlic.
There are two types. There's the soft neck, and that's artichoke garlic and silver skin. That's what you get in a supermarket. It's that papery stuff with a lot of cloves, and you know, it's not very exciting, but most people don't know anything different. Then there's hardneck, and that's where you get into the variety.
Hardneck garlics get their name from their long, stiff stalks. There are three main categories of hardneck garlic: rocamboles, which are the best for eating fresh, purple-striped, which have purple-tinged paper skins, and porcelains, which have big cloves and store well. Within these three groups, there are literally hundreds of varieties. Peter spent the summer searching out the most unusual and rare varieties he could find.
Panat, which is a rocambole, and it's pretty hot. It's from Slovakia. And then there's something called Bogatyr. This was really difficult to track down. It's fire extinguisher hot. It comes from the Moscow area. Then there are some things like Skem, which is it's a purple stripe. And again, it was very hard to locate. It's not a sweet garlic, has full flavor. And this comes from Uzbekistan. Then let's say, I just bought some on eBay. It's called Kastamonu, and it's from Turkey. Supposedly, it's used in sausage. So I said, why not?
The list goes on. A variety from the Georgian Republic, excellent for baking. Spanish Roja, deep, rich, and sweet, developed in Spain circa 1900. Ontario Giant, from a small township near Guelph, Ontario, said to be aromatic and full of flavor.
Buttery, complex, rich, that's the Russian red. Ayacucho comes from the Andean plateau, and it likes cold, dry conditions. So I plant that over in the shadiest part of my garden.
Right now, Peter has 6,000 cloves in the ground. Some have sprouted, some haven't. But they're all tucked in for the winter under a thick layer of seaweed and mulch, dormant until spring.
I don't know why I grow things. I really am not in touch with the psychological impetus. But it's satisfying to see something green that represents continuity over the winter. It helps.
Most people plant garlic in the fall. But Peter says if you don't have any in the ground right now, it won't be too late come spring. You can find a link on our website to learn more about planting garlic and more about the rare varieties Peter Burgess is growing. That's all at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You'll also find a link on our website to a book Peter suggests for people interested in learning more about garlic. It's called The Complete Book of Garlic. We always welcome your ideas for future editions of the Local Food Report. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.